This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Six 36 in the evening. You're listening to Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and we are dedicating this hour to flight delays because you may have read that KLIA has been experiencing some... let's just say it's a massive issues. Mm-hmm. You know, some technical problems have been causing just no small amount of trouble. There have been flight delays. People have been asked to go to the airport 4 hours now before their flights just to make sure that everything's all right. And earlier we talked about the economic cost of the situation. But of course, we don't want to ignore the fact that there are very real travel-related anxieties surrounding, for me personally at least, just a situation where I have no control. Because it's not in your control at all.
Nope. And, you know, naturally, right, in the face of these delays, there were angry and annoyed customers who were just stuck at the airport. People have to go through long queues. There is confusion as to where to go check in or get information. And some people may just feel annoyed, anxious about missing connecting flights or appointments or meetings.
And a report in the Star did capture some of these emotions. There's a Londoner who was stuck for 5 hours until the next flight with any cash in a wallet, and there's an Australian businessman who had to cancel several planned meetings, but there were also some who praised the helpfulness and responsiveness of KLIA employees. So there's different emotions involved and people have dealt with it in different ways. And yeah, I mean, I can sympathize with them, like facing troubles in airport, because when you are in a country, in a foreign country, in a foreign country, maybe you don't know the language and you don't have any money with you, it can be quite a scary experience. I mean, my sister right now, she arrived in Beijing this morning and her luggage didn't arrive. Many hours, didn't come. So all she had with her is a toothbrush, a book and a hard hat, which is the safety hat, which is not very useful at all. So she's in a country that she doesn't know the language and, you know, how to communicate with people. So it must be a very scary time for her.
Well, that's the thing, right? Earlier we heard from Jaspal and she talked about the importance of having those ambassadors. Yeah. And so MAHB have said that they've deployed like lots of ground staff there to just reassure people and guide them. And I think that that's so crucial because I have an experience of missing a flight and having absolutely nobody there to help. And this isn't an English-speaking country. Like, there is no reason why I should not have been able to communicate, except that there was no one there to communicate with. And every person you spoke to would send you to a different counter. Every counter you arrived at would go, yeah, no, this is the wrong counter.
Talk to someone else.
That's the thing. So I completely agree that who we are putting out as our front lines in this situation is going to go a long way towards alleviating that sense of, you know, that a lot of people are going to be feeling. So we have been asking you for some of your worst experiences, some of the ones that have really kind of stayed with you. And we have this message here from Chong, who says, I had an experience of a bomb scare from an overseas airport. I was in my plane. I could see staff taking our bags from the plane. Then we were told to evacuate. And after a night, we were told it was clear. We can go back. The whole situation was chaotic. I'm still affected by it.
And that's in light of, like, you know, so many of the events that have happened in the news. You see it and you don't really, well, what are the chances of it happening to me? And then when it does, you're just taken by surprise.
I mean, how do you deal with that? That must be traumatic.
Yeah. And earlier we heard from our guest about, you know, when we asked about the intangible things, and he said something to the effect of insurance. And I just don't see how insurance can account for these sorts of experiences, because ultimately you boarded the flight, right? Like in the end, you still had the flight, you still got home safe. But there's that mental stuff, you know, there's the fact that there is this mental burden that has occurred because you went through something really scary. Keep those experiences coming. We are getting lots of messages. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us as well at BFM Radio. We are joined now by clinical psychologist Joel Low. Joel, thank you so much for joining us on the program. I guess we should start with talk to us about some of the anxieties that people typically feel when traveling.
Well, I think when you're traveling, of course, you're leaving a safe space, right? I mean, you're home in your home country, you've got your own nice bedroom, your own nice sheets at your own bed, right? And I think every time you move away from that, naturally, your anxieties start to peak. And it's not a bad thing. If you think about it from an evolutionary perspective, you know, every time we move away from a safe space, it pays to be a little bit anxious, I think, a little bit more careful, a little bit more switched on, so to speak. So we're a bit more aware about the dangers or things that we need to be careful about. So I think that's why naturally for quite a few of us, right, when we travel, we tend to be a bit more anxious and a bit more careful. Yeah.
Does it change whether people are traveling for business or pleasure? Does that have an impact on the psychology somehow?
I think so. I mean, obviously, when we're traveling for business, we're more attuned to what we need to do, or when we arrive at a destination, for example, or we have a target or a goal, let's do a big meeting or a big promotion, for example. I think naturally, when that happens, then our mind is more switched, more focused towards the end goal, right? What we're trying to achieve or where we're heading towards. So we're not so much focused on what's going to happen right now, what flight am I going to get on, am I going to be sat next to someone who's a bit obnoxious and is not a good seatmate, for example, you know, all that kind of things. And I think as opposed to that, if you're traveling for leisure, obviously we want to be enjoying every step of the way in that sense, right? And I think when we're going for a holiday, like a honeymoon, for example, we're more focused on what we're experiencing right now, the people that we have around us. So I think because of that, we're more aware about our surroundings, I think. So any kind of mishaps, for example, or any disasters or delays, I think we're going to feel it much, much more in that sense, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Having a flight delay is often a very frustrating experience. What are some of the psychological aspects that make this experience particularly challenging? I mean, does it have to do with things like loss of control or anything like that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think loss of control is something that a lot of us don't deal with very well. I think naturally, as human beings, control is something that we crave, we like to have, we like to predict. I think that's why oftentimes when we go on holidays, you know, some of us, we like to go to travel agents, right? Because they prepare everything for us, right? So I think when delays happen, especially when we have big connecting flights or, you know, makes us stay at the airport for like 5 hours, 10 hours and all that, it just drives us a little bit back when we can't control or we can't do anything about it, right? I mean, if it's in your home country, right? I think it's in KLIA, for example, when you're in Malaysia, then you have a lot more control over the situation. You call a loved one, call a friend, or, you know, talk to someone here to get some help. But if, let's say, you're like commuting in, I don't know, China, for example, and you don't speak the language, you know, it's going to be crazy because the anxiety is going to start peaking and you can't do anything about it, right? So I think control plays a really, really big role in the anxiety that we all feel, yeah.
Now, with that said, we also have seen, you know, videos or we hear stories of people just losing their tempers at airports.
Yeah.
And I think we've established that travel can be quite a fraught experience. So in those situations, how can communication be kind of smoothened out a little bit?
I think it's difficult, right? Because every time you're front-facing, it means you're facing customers or clients and all that. I think there is a certain kind of personality that fits that kind of role better than others, especially when you're dealing with people who are frustrated and grumpy and angry and just generally just cheesed off, right? And to be fair to the airline crew and the personnel and the airport crew and personnel, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, they're still humans, right? And then if you're going to shout at them if you get shouted at for like 3 hours straight, their tempers are going to be frayed as well, and people are going to get frustrated, and a lot of shouting is going to happen in that sense, right? So I think as much as possible, whenever a situation like this occurs, like in KLIA, for example, right, I think the best thing the crew can do is to cycle through the staff as much as possible, like 1 hour shifts. Like, so it's almost like going to war, right? You know, when you go to war, you have exchanges. You know? You still have some people who fight in the front lines for a couple of hours, a couple of days, then you switch them out, right? So I think that's the same thing as well. So at least then the frontline crew staff has a bit of time to like breathe and then rest and relax and recharge themselves before they go up again. So that way they can communicate as effectively as they can and they don't let their emotions get the better of them.
So, you know, it does sound like airport staff that, especially those who are front-facing, sort of play this ambassadorial role when they're trying to manage those frustrated travellers. Do you have any such suggestions on how they might be able to work with people who, you know, for one, might not understand the language they're speaking, just in one of those instances?
So especially when you're dealing with multiple difficulties at the same time, not just frustrated travellers, but language issues and all that, I think the best... It's easier said than done, I think, but the modern thing is to remain calm as possible, because that way then you can focus on what needs to be done rather than what can't be done. I think that's also another something that's really important as well. Sometimes when travellers, especially when they get stuck and they are unable to get what they want, that's the only thing they're focusing on, right? I can't do it, I can't have this, I'm going to be late, I think bad things are going to happen. So I think the frontline crew can also do a lot of good in terms of helping them redirect their attention. to focus on things that can be done, that can be arranged, that can be fixed in that sense, right? Because naturally, I think as human beings, when we're anxious, giving people a solution or a target or a goal, that's something that they can achieve or focus on, it's actually very big relief. And I think we all feel it as well, right? You know, whenever we have an exam, what do we try and do? We study. You know, or when we want to propose to someone, for example, and we're super anxious, we try and manage the situation. We plan the flowers, we try and plan the balloons or whatnot, right? And that's going to be very helpful for everyone.
What tips would you have for a traveler to sort of manage the anxiety that they feel when, you know, facing flight delays?
I think as much as you can, try and get as much information as possible, or if you have access to anything that allows you the information, right? So even as simple as trying to connect the app on Wi-Fi or getting yourself a SIM card to use some data to Google some stuff or check your emails and whatnot, I think that's going to be very crucial. That's the first one. Second one, I think, is just to remind yourself, I think, that, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, the people that you're talking to, the people you're frustrated at, they're all humans and they have feelings as well. So don't go shout your, don't scream your head off at them, right? And I think another thing that's really useful is to make sure that you're, like, physically you're well taken care of as well. So you know how your mind and your body are interlinked, right? So the more frustrated you get, naturally your body is going to get very pumped up and anxious and agitated as well. So making sure that you have enough water to drink, having enough food to drink, that's also really important. So the calmer your body feels, your mind is going to follow suit as well. And I think the last piece of advice I would give is that acceptance, right? So I know it's a big word and it's a big ask for a lot of people. But sometimes bad things happen, right? Like that caller that you had, that's not the bomb scare one, right? I mean, if that happens, there's really no changing it. What happened at KLIA, there's really no changing it. It's a disaster, right? And no one planned for it, right? And just accepting that sometimes, yep, bad things happen. I need to, you know, suck it in and move on, you know, in that sense. So that's something that's really important as well, being able to just accept and say, okay, it's a bad day, but let's see what we can do about it. How do we change the situation? How can we improve the situation?
Joel, thank you so much for weighing in today.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
That was Joel Low, a clinical psychologist with some insights into the anxiety and frustration that we might be feeling when we travel. And I think that last piece of advice, there is nothing to make you feel more helpless, more empty, and also more cathartic than when you finally accept, I cannot do anything to change it. I'm stuck here now.
Just let it go.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes it's the only option left. We want to hear your travel stories because we're talking today, of course, about flight delays, about airport just utter malfunctions. So you can call us with that, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.